This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan today, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. After reaching Deshnok, Mr. Modi will first visit Karni Mata Temple for Darshan. After that, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit Station under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme and also flag off Bikaner-Mumbai Express train. The Prime Minister will also address a public function in Palana of Bikaner. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that over 1,300 railway stations are identified for redevelopment under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Interacting with media persons during his visit to the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit Station at Bikaner yesterday, the Union Minister said that Deshnok Station has been developed incorporating local cultural heritage and architecture of the area.
Everywhere our attempt has been to incorporate the local architecture, the cultural heritage of the area, so that the stations are built for 50 years, they can keep serving the people for the next 50 years. After this large batch of 103 stations, another 100 stations will be ready in the coming 8 months. And then by 2027, about 500 stations will be ready. Many of them are small stations, many of them are medium-sized stations, and many are large-sized stations. And this will bring a fundamental change in the way our passengers, they experience the railways.
India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Two all-party delegations left for nine-nation tour yesterday. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for five-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also embarked on a visit to UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. The Maharashtra government has notified its long-awaited aggregator policy for app-based cab services such as Ola and Uber. The policy introduces rules for fares, driver training, EV adoption, as well as financial penalties for cancellations. A government resolution issued on Tuesday and approved by the state cabinet outlines a regulatory framework aimed at ensuring fair practices and a smoother experience for riders and drivers alike. A report.
As per the guidelines, if Uber Ola driver cancels a booking without a valid reason, a penalty of 10% of the fare or ₹100, whichever is less, will be imposed on the driver. Similarly, if a passenger cancels without a valid reason, a penalty of 5% of the fare or ₹50 will be awarded to the driver. The deduction will be made automatically through the app to maintain accountability on both sides. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Israeli military has said that it killed a commander from Hezbollah's elite Radwan force in a drone strike in Yatir area of southern Lebanon. However, the military did not disclose the commander's name. Meanwhile, Lebanon's official national news agency reported that the victim was a civilian who was operating an excavator to clear rubble from his home at the time of the attack. Shooter Kanak has bagged India's first gold medal at the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Junior World Cup in Seoul, Germany. Kanak, the silver medalist at the Junior World Championship in Lima last year, scored 239 in the women's 10-meter air pistol final to claim the yellow medal. She outperformed Anna Dolcha of Moldova, a two-time Olympian and reigning European champion, by 1.7 points. India Meteorological Department has said that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive early this year, forecasting monsoon onset over Kerala during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely over Maharashtra, Konkan, Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.